Greetings, congregation, friends, God loves us all, and so we worship our loving God. As we gather around the word this morning, we come with eagerness and yet with humility. We come with our experiences of life's joys and pain. We come, Lord, seeking direction for life. We come, Lord, to nourish our spirit. We come so that we can find comfort and strength in the presence of you, the risen Christ. Let us worship together as we sing with the artist, give thanks with a grateful heart. Our opening prayer by Siobhan Serfontein.
Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for the many ways you bless our lives in these uncertain times. We know that every good gift comes from your hands, and even though life is not always good, we know that you are good all the time. We are grateful for your love and faithfulness and for meeting our every need. Help us to embrace the change around us with faith and to look forward with hearts of expectation. Thank you for your hand of protection around us and for providing for us. Amen.
Friends, as we gather around God's word this morning, I wonder if you will turn with me to our reading for this day from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 15, reading from verses 11 to 32. Listen now for the word of God. The story of the lost son. Then he said, "There was once a man who had two sons. The younger said to his father, 'Father, I want right now what is coming to me.' So the father divided his property between them. It wasn't long before the younger son packed his bags and left for a distant country. There, undisciplined and dissipated, he wasted everything he had. After he had gone through all the money, there was a bad famine all through the country and he began to hurt. He signed on with a citizen there who assigned him to his fields to slop the pigs. He was so hungry he would have eaten the corn cobs in the pig slop, but no one would give him any. That brought him to his senses. He said, 'All those farmland workers for my father, working sit down to three meals a day. And here I am starving to death. They have enough and to spare. I'm going back to my father. I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against God. I sinned before you. I don't deserve to be called your son. Take me on as a hired hand.' He got right up and went home to his father. When he was still a long way off, his father saw him. His heart pounding, he ran out, embraced him, and kissed him. The son started his speech. 'Father, I have sinned against God. I have sinned before you. I do not deserve to be called your son ever again.' But the father wasn't listening. He was calling to the servants, "Quick, bring a clean set of clothes and dress him. Put the family ring on his finger. Put sandals on his feet. Then get a grain-fed heifer and roast it. We're going to feast. We're going to have a wonderful time. My son is here, given up for dead and now alive, given up lost and now found." And they began to have a wonderful time. All this time, his oldest son was out in the field. When the day's work was done, he came in. As he approached the house, he heard the music and dancing. Calling over one of the houseboys, he asked what was going on. He told him, "Your brother came home. Your father has ordered a feast, barbecued beef, because he has him home safe and sound." The older brother stalked off in angry sulk, refused to join in. His father came out and tried to talk to him, but he wouldn't listen. The son said, "Look how many years I've stayed here serving you, never giving you one moment of grief. But have you ever thrown a party for me and my friends?" Then his son, "This son of yours, who has thrown away your money on whores, show up and you go all out with the feast?" His father said, "Son, you do not understand. You have been with me all this time, and everything that is mine is yours. But this is a wonderful time, and we had to celebrate. This brother of yours was dead, and he's alive. He was lost, and he is found. And I have enough and to spare." This is the word of the Lord. Amen. Let us unite in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your eyes, O Lord. You are our rock, our strength, and our redeemer. And indeed it is in you, Lord, that we, your people, put our trust. Amen. People of God, enough and to spare is a very suggestive phrase as we come to the sharing of our love feast, our meal for this day. There certainly is no fun when your resources are gone or depleted and you find yourself friendless among the pigs. Whatever the restrictions of his father's house, for the prodigal son, there had been no shortage. Remember his statement, "How many of my father's hired servants have bread? Enough and to spare." Enough and to spare is a very suggestive phrase as we come around the agape meal, the love feast that we come and observe. I'm certain you will agree with me that the table of the Lord that we are so accustomed to, that we cannot gather around because of the COVID-19 lockdown restrictions on worship and worship gatherings. And so our coming together in our homes around the agape meal, the feast that's been prepared for us, demonstrates the ample provision of our Heavenly Father. And friends, there is no poverty in his providing. I want to believe that as you sit at your table prepared for sharing with your loved ones, with others, that you will celebrate with me the Father who gives enough to each one of us and to spare. Over the last couple of weeks, I've been very aware of people providing from what they've been blessed with, the provisions of our Heavenly Father. Sandwiches that have been made for the ICU staff as they continue to serve well, and to serve despite the fear of COVID-19. Children that have been fed. Soup that has been made from the sharings of that which have been given, that people have blessed organizations with. Understanding, as we've got 4,000 to feed, there is 4,010, 420, 430 more that seeks just the crumbs from our tables. All of this from a particular understanding that if you give what you give and you give it unto the Lord will give it back unto you. People of God, as you give from your little, or if you consider your little as much, you learn the truth and the experience of God's faithfulness, and you too can proclaim, "Indeed, Holy God, I have enough and to spare." I wish that you and your loved ones will give thanks to God this day for what you have seen and what you can celebrate as plenty, as sufficient, as enough and to spare. Firstly, I invite you to give thanks with me for God's love. A love that is endless, a love that is transforming, a love that is all-inviting, a love that is eternal. And God's love always issues in beautiful acts of love, in kindness, in compassion, in graciousness, and in generous giving. The prayer of my heart is that you will experience God's love in abundance, so that you will recognize within your own heart you do have enough, enough and to spare. Secondly, friends, the prodigal son discovered the father's restoring grace. I just want to imagine him preparing himself for that moment of meeting, rehearsing a speech about his unworthiness as a son and his plea to be accepted as a servant. But the plea was never made because the father interrupted him with great joy. So even if you and I stray and turn our backs on God, when we turn back to God again and again, he delights in our return and he offers us his grace. So God not only accepts us with pardon, but also with his restoring grace. However weak, however foolish, however unworthy, every person has a seat at the table of grace. And he accepts us at the table of his son and receives us not as slaves, but as children, as heirs. This is what the great thought of the Apostle Paul was. And I read, "You did not receive the spirit of slavery, but you have received the spirit of sonship, of children, heirs, heirs of God, fellow heirs of Christ." In other words, God's spirit touches our spirit and confirms who we are, Father and children. Father and children. Hallelujah. As we continue to keep our flames of faith alive within our homes and within our hearts, what a gift that even if the doors of our churches are closed and locked, God is not confined to a tomb, nor is he confined to a building that is locked. But wherever we are and wherever we meet in his name, God meets us. But today, recognize with me that as we come around this feast of love, he meets us with abundance and his bounty never ceases. Friends, in our weakness, God meets us in abundance. In our unworthiness, God meets us in our abundance. And God offers us a place in the family of faith, a place at the table of love and the table of grace. May we, as God's children, recognize, celebrate, and give thanks because we have the Lord Jesus. We will always have enough and to spare. Remember also with me God's word from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 11, verse 1, which reads, "Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days." our sufficiency, the plenty which we have. When we share it, because we have enough and to spare, I want to believe that after many days, you and I will find it yet again. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we prepare now to go over and share in our meal, our love feast, our agape meal that's been prepared for us, I ask that you follow with me the liturgy that we have prepared in preparation for this time. It is responsive, and so I will be the leader, and I ask the people around the table that will serve with you that you will respond with the words where it is highlighted as people. Let us pray. Lord, we give thanks to you for all that you have done, for all that you are, and for giving us enough in every area of our lives. Such sufficiency that we have enough and to spare. Amen. How wonderful it is, friends, and how pleasant for God's people to live together in harmony. Welcome to this meal. In the name of Christ, we come to share in God's love. Not only do we come to share our food and our lives, but we come to break bread together and open ourselves to each other. We come to express our faith and our thanks. May God bless this food, and may God bless this fellowship. As we share our food, we give thanks for this abundance, and we remember those who do not have enough. May God give food to those who are hungry. May God give us a hunger for justice and a determination to serve those who hunger for food. On the table, friends, in the midst of loved ones with whom Christ is present, the symbols are set to remind us of the promises of God to each one of us. A candle to remind us of the way. It is the Lord who says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Bread, a symbol of our fellowship, a reminder of God's love. "I am the bread of life. The bread that I shall give is myself for the life of the world." The juice is a symbol of our fellowship with God. And so we say together, God, we welcome your presence with us. May the food and companionship we share and nourish our bodies, hearts, and minds. And may our spirits be refreshed as we live in the light of your presence with us now and at all times and at all places. Amen. People of God, let us eat and drink together. As we share what we are most thankful for is a prayer of thanks. I indeed give thanks to God for the security of a home, the warmth of the love that we have for one another, and for the provisions of our holy God, so that we can eat and be nourished, sustained for our journey. And we know that as we eat together the love feast that's been prepared for us, we pray that God will bless it to our bodies and us to his service. Amen. For those gathered around the tables where you are, behold the fragments of our feast. Our meal is ended, but God's banquet continues as we go forth from this place. Let us, the people of God, take this banquet into the world and never give up until all people are fed, mindful that we always have enough and to share. May the peace of Christ be upon you, and may you be channels of peace and justice. Amen.
We shall overcome. We shall. My heart.
People of God, our benediction as we conclude. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. The rain fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. Amen.